Our series, The Big Reset, continues today with a look at how the Puget Sound region has emerged from the recession. For decades, government agencies and business groups have equated science degrees with job security. Analysts from Washington State project growth in life science jobs, and policy groups lament shortages of American scientists. But as KUOW's Amy Radel has learned, people in our region who counted on a secure career in the lab are facing a future of major uncertainty.
I'm standing in Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood, and it's noisy. There's construction everywhere here. And when they first started redeveloping this neighborhood, state and local officials said they really wanted this to become a hub for life sciences and biotech. But when you look around at lunchtime, the crowds all seem to be made up of Amazon employees. There are some biotech firms here. People say most of them are small, some of them are struggling. And then the research institutions are here, but with the government cutbacks in funding, they're having to lay off scientists. And those scientists who grew up looking forward to careers in medical research aren't able to find jobs in their field.
If I had a child right now, I would not be encouraging them to go into a science career.
Or at least not life sciences. Kathy Walters is a senior research scientist at the nonprofit Institute for Systems Biology nearby. She studies how viruses can be used to treat other disorders. Walters says she never imagined it would be hard to find work, but the budget for the National Institutes of Health was cut $1.5 billion this year. The cuts have cost Washington state institutions about $45 million. Walters sees a trickle effect where grants are denied, labs close, and researchers flow into a shrinking job market.
And I think we are just at the beginning of the bad times. I think it's just going to get worse over the next few years.
Walters says this spring most of her lab was laid off. She remained, but also consulted for a local biotech company. She says switching from grant-funded research to the investor-funded biotech industry could become her backup plan.
And I thought it would be a great experience to get some insight into both sort of more the industry environment and also the regulatory affairs, because that's an avenue that can be pursued as a career.
But Walter says she may have to leave Seattle for the Bay Area or Boston if she wants to pursue that option. Meanwhile, a few blocks away at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, a group of scientists gathered recently for cake and ice cream on an outdoor patio.
Please help yourself.
Someone passing by mistakes it for a birthday, but it's actually a farewell party for lab technician Kanan Latia. She did lab management and research at the Hutch for a group focused on breast and ovarian cancer treatments. Latia says she became apprehensive several months ago as funding cuts set in and told her husband they needed to start planning.
Yeah, nobody's getting funded, so that was kind of bell ringing.
Latia was laid off because her lab doesn't have enough federal grant funding to cover her position. She started the job hunt and said there weren't many jobs to hunt.
Not many, because there are not many openings. Actually, there are none.
Latia says for her, cutting the headliners at this year's Seafair celebration made more sense than the cuts at NIH.
And I do believe there should be some cuts. Like this year, we did not have Blue Angels. It was good.
She tried to stay optimistic as she started her job search. She says losing her job is a setback for her own research career, but also for the lab where she worked. Her colleague, postdoc Kieran Dillon, agrees.
Like, morale has taken a huge hit. You know, it's really hard to see a coworker go. And it actually slows down our research. We are, all of us now will take over duties that she used to do in lab.
Dillon says even at happy hour with her colleagues, the conversation always turns back to science. They're passionate about their work, and it's coming as a shock that many in her generation may not get to work as scientists.
We're at the edge of knowledge, you know, so it's that's sort of what keeps you going, that, like, I've drank the Kool-Aid, and most people I work with have drank the Kool-Aid.
That they're each making a contribution to knowledge.
It's cheesy, but I do feel that way.
But as chair of the Hutch's postdoc advisory committee, Dillon's having to help young researchers contemplate life outside academia these days. Hutch director Larry Corey says younger scientists are bearing the brunt of the federal cuts. They grew up at a time when research funding seemed plentiful. Now they're hitting a wall.
Almost all of us in research medicine will go back and say, I had a mentor who was my professor or my trainee, who frankly protected me, who raised the money until I could write grants and start my own lab.
Corey says the NIH has provided 85% of the Hutch's funding since its inception. Foundations and other funding sources have emerged, but he says the sequester still affects every lab, including his own. Corey says the cuts are coming just as recent cancer breakthroughs are poised to change patient treatments.
We can transform cancer more in the next 5 years than we could in the previous 15.
Corey says ultimately federal cuts will undercut research and U.S. dominance in life science breakthroughs. As for the scientists in Seattle affected by cuts, they say local biotech firms aren't hiring either. One biotech executive says venture capital has been tied up since the recession and investors are sparse. Stuart Lyman is a scientist and biotech industry consultant. He says local firms are just hanging on, and they're mostly outsourcing the science.
They don't have scientists in-house who are doing the experiments. They've contracted with someone else to do it.
And this contract research is very focused. It won't allow scientists to pursue the strange or surprising results that could become the next big cure. It's a big change from when Lyman was working for Seattle-based Immunex in the early 90s.
It was just an unbelievably souped up, anything's possible, go for it, we can do it environment. And it was a fabulous place to work, and we were enormously successful in bringing forward new drugs and new discoveries to the scientific community. But these days, those kinds of companies, nobody wants to fund those anymore.
The bleak job market is a contrast to projections from federal and state agencies and business groups that forecast growth in life sciences. But Hutch director Larry Corey says the current focus on science in schools and universities is not misplaced. He says technology will continue to drive the U.S. economy, and he's hopeful that public support will push Congress to restore basic research funding. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.
It turns out there was a job out there for Kanan Lhatia after all. It took a month of searching, but next week she starts work at a new job at a nonprofit research institute. Tomorrow our series continues with a look at a job field that is seeing explosive growth in our region, software engineering. You can check out all our stories from our Jobs Recovery series. Just go to KUOW.org.